But now we're back.
All right.
Now it's Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
We did one for Tuesday, but it's I'm still listening to it.
Yeah. It got a little it got away from us there at the end. You wanted to keep recording, so we recorded another hour and a half.
I don't think it got away from us.
Not got away from us, but just like, you know, we were planning on an hour, and then all of a sudden we recorded 2.5, and now that requires more editing time. Well, not editing time, but just listening time.
Yeah, and it has everything to do with me getting ragey.
Yeah.
I got a little ragey on it, so I'm just trying to figure out if it's entertaining or not.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't care if I get ragey as long as it's entertaining and funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as it can be laughed at, so I'm still kind of listening to it, mulling it over.
Yeah.
So this one will be up tonight, and then probably tomorrow the 2-hour one will go up.
Yeah, which is pretty good. That's a pretty good middle-of-the-week episode.
Yeah, so when you listen to the one that comes after this one, eventually when we get it set up for feedback,
mm-hmm.
I'm just curious. Sometimes I laugh at my own anger. Sometimes it's just not funny.
Right. So. And it could be that the anger that you laugh at is not the not funny one.
Right. Yeah, just because I laugh
that you
at
don't,
it.
Right.
Right. And maybe the stuff that I think is horrible, you guys love. So I can't wait. Yeah. Can't wait to start getting some feedback.
Oh, wouldn't it be nice?
Because I got plenty of rage, if y'all like it.
I think it's an endless, infinite pool.
Mm-hmm.
You know those infinity pools where you hop in and then you swim and it continuously shoots the water at you?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of like your rage.
Yeah, it's endless. It really is. So much in this world to get raged about.
I know. Even on a calm day, I can just read you a couple of headlines and you're ready to go.
Oh, God. Humans just, you make me fucking sick. I'm sorry.
Are they selfish and disgusting?
Fucking do. They're just disgusting. This planet disgusts me on a daily fucking basis. Every morning I wake up, I'm like, oh, God, I'm still fucking here. You know, but I don't believe in suicide. I think suicide's a cop out. I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna finish my race. But God, I fucking hate it here. Oh, I fucking hate it. Anybody else out there fucking hate it? I'm starting to think that the people that go through life just thinking everything's so great, they're like the most delusional of all of us. You know, like they're just completely fucking delusional about the reality of how, you know, what a shithole this fucking planet is. I mean, even Mother Nature, as beautiful as it is, it all fucks you up. You know, from allergies to great white sharks, this whole planet is just a savage, horrible fucking place. Yeah, it's pretty, but don't fucking touch it. You get a thorn in you. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, get poisoned by one of the million things you can get poisoned by.
Yeah.
Or eaten by one of the million things you can get eaten by.
Yeah, it's fucking... I don't understand how some people can just go through life thinking it's so fucking great. I don't get it at all.
Would you rather be killed by nature or man?
I don't really give a shit. I don't care. I care about how, not what.
All right, let's say...
I want it to be quick.
A banker and chokes you to death?
Relatively painless.
A banker chokes you to death versus a lion eating you in the savannah.
I guarantee a banker would not be able to kill me by trying to choke me to death.
Well, let's say he drugged you. Let's say he drugged you. You were just conscious enough. Yeah,
you would have to.
You were just conscious enough to know what was going on. But I know you hate bankers, so I'm just wondering which one.
Honestly, I'd rather be killed by the banker drugged up.
Oh, yeah?
Well, think about that. Put yourself in my place.
So, like, obviously, because you're drugged up, you're not going to feel anything?
Well, a lion eating you alive versus asphyxiation. You're going to pass out from being choked to death.
Yeah.
It's relatively painless.
But what about, like, I don't know. I mean, there's really not much I can take this forward into, so I'm just going to stop where I'm at. But I was just wondering because I know, I just want to know what you hate more. Do you hate mankind or do you hate nature?
Mankind.
Yeah.
Hands down.
And see, that's why I would think that you would rather be killed, even if it was more painful, by something that you hate less.
No.
Because you'd be choked out by the banker. You'd be like, motherfucker, I can't go out this way.
Yeah, but you're letting, like, stupid human ego get in the way of a wise decision.
You being killed.
It's all about, you know, quick and painless.
Yeah.
Not being chewed on by a big cat with my entrails laying in the dirt. Yeah, no.
Well, cats typically, they want to go for the throat to take you out quick so you don't run.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah, that's typically how cats go for it.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, you know, that you know, survival instinct would kick in, and I would probably do everything I could,
yeah,
to not get eaten.
And so you probably get a couple of claw slashes.
I'd get slashed the fuck up. It would be a brawl, and I would lose.
Right.
Painfully.
I'm just picturing you try to punch a lion.
Well, you'd fucking have to. You'd have to just shove your whole forearm down its throat. I mean, that'd be about the only thing you could do. But then you'd get the claws. I mean, you're just fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to go for the eyes.
Yeah.
You'd have to.
That's really the only way you can fight an animal.
Try and blind it.
Is to go for the eyes.
You know.
An animal bigger than you, I guess.
You know, very much like how I would deal with the banker. You know, I'd be going for the eyes.
Yeah, trying to shove your thumbs through there. Get your couple of fingers up his nostrils.
Oh, yeah, like right up to the hand. You know, like the thumb completely buried
into
the eye sockets.
Yeah, like right where the thumb meets the rest of the hand.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like I can't possibly force any more of my hand into his skull kind of thing.
Right. You're feeling the basin of his...
Yeah, I mean, and he's not going to just go blind from that. He's going to die because I'm going to be finger banging his fucking brain.
So brutal.
That's what I think about bankers and all that they fucking stand for.
Yeah, this reminds me of what we were talking about before we got on the podcast, what we would do with each other's dead bodies. Like, you would eat me, and I would try to turn you into as many weapons as possible.
We were eating Chinese yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, you guys Dylan won't eat Chinese because it grosses him out, and he doesn't know what it is, and he won't eat anything. You know, he's like, what did you say? They sacrificed their firstborn
daughter.
Because
it wasn't a son.
Because it wasn't a son. So then it just ends up on the dinner table.
Right.
Then I was like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
you don't eat a little fucking Chinese kid.
Yeah, you don't give a
fuck. If it tastes like this, I don't give a shit. I'm not the one that killed it.
Chinese food.
Cooked it.
I don't know, man.
But Chinese I'll eat food, it if it's prepared for me. I don't give a shit what the fuck it is. I'll eat anything as long as it's delicious and non-harmful.
Mm.
I mean, it's healthy.
Yeah.
It's protein. Little Chinese kids. They're packed with vitamins. But seriously, obviously it's not a little Chinese kid, but it could be a cat or a dog or a horse or a mule. I don't give a shit. I'll eat Mr. Ed.
I just don't
trust it. I'll eat Fluffy. I'll eat Spot. I don't give a shit. I know, and you're like, well, it's filthy. I've gone into Chinese restaurants and they're filthy.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, that's why they cook it. To kill all the bacteria.
Yeah, but there's only so much you can do. Like, you won't go grab a piece of rotting meat in the grass and take it in and go, well, you can cook it. Like,
if that's all you had, you would.
At some point, it's inedible. Like, you really cannot eat it. You will die. It doesn't matter.
At some point. But that's far from the fucking food I'm getting from the Chinese place down the street.
True that.
You know what I'm saying?
Oof.
You don't want to eat it because you don't know if it's cow or chicken.
Yeah.
I'm saying any animal... is fine, is good eating for me. I don't give a shit.
It's just
as
inconsistent.
Long as it's delicious.
It's just fucking inconsistent with Chinese food. You never know what you're going to get. You never know if it's going to be good. You never know if it's going to be shit. They
Until
don't really
Until you order
care.
It once, and then you like it, and then you order it, and it's the same every fucking time you order it. You find your restaurant, you find the dishes that they make that you like, and it's the same every time you get it. Mm. I don't know.
I guess I've just never found it. And, like, the restaurants... And the thing that's also annoying to me about restaurants, Chinese restaurants, is I like a very specific... There's only a couple of things I like off the Chinese menu, if I'm going to eat it. I like sesame chicken, and I like lo mein. Those are my two favorite things. And guess what? They never fucking sell those together. Like, ever. You always have to buy sesame chicken and some type of vegetable thing. Or sesame chicken and... Or, like, they don't even sell sesame chicken. They only sell orange chicken. So you have to buy orange chicken and ham fried rice, which is fine. Like, I like it. But that's not the food that I want to eat.
Mm. You just got to find the right Chinese restaurant for you, man. But bringing it all the way back to the making weapons with our bones.
That's true.
He made a joke about it. You know, it could be their sacrificed daughter because, you know, it wasn't a son. You know how they are in China.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be a son.
To carry on the legacy.
Yeah, or they just, you know, fetalate the fucking daughter.
Fetalate?
Yeah, I made that up.
It's a good word.
It's like a machine they just throw the fetuses into, and it just turns them into yogurt. So I looked at him, and I'm like, dude, you wouldn't eat a little Chinese girl? I'd eat you. And that's where this all started. I told Dylan that if push came to shove, I'd fucking club him and eat him.
Yeah.
If that was all the meat I could get my hands on, because, you know, you got to have meat. I'm not a fucking rabbit. I'm not just going to eat veggies for the rest of my life. So I told him I would eat them. And he didn't take offense to it. It was pretty cool.
How can you take offense to that?
Good co-host. So then today, he was making jokes about eating me and what he would do with my bones. And
I wouldn't eat you. I wouldn't. I would just turn you into weaponry.
Oh, you would just kill me
and
use my bones for weaponry.
Right. And
you would waste my meat?
Yeah. No, I'd use your meat to catch other meat.
Okay, as long as you use it for something, man.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's a waste.
Right.
And that's kind of selfish and ignorant on your part. But as long as you use it for bait, rock on.
I'd be, like, twisting your skin up, turning it into fishing line, taking a little chunk out of your calf.
There you go, man.
And then
as long as you use every part of me, it's, you know, I'm happy with that. But at first he was going to make, like, a fire pit from my bones, and then, you know, he realized bones actually will burn after a while.
Yeah.
So that wasn't good. Then he decided to make weapons.
Yeah, a bow and arrow out of your spine and turn your ribs into, like arrows.
You can't turn ribs into arrows because they're curved.
Yeah, but I guess they'd have to be really short.
You'd be better off using my femur.
True, but I would use that as a club, though.
Well, I have two femurs.
True.
You can make one into a club, and you can splinter the other one down, make a couple of arrows, and
I could probably use the big bone in your forearm too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, sharpen that down.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Spearheads, fishing hooks. You can make all kinds of shit from my bones. Mm-hmm. And you could make a really cool fucking goblet from my skull.
That's the other thing. I was going to either use... I was
like
gonna
a cereal bowl.
Right, exactly.
Turn my skull into a cereal
bowl. Salad bowl. Or like a mortar and pestle.
Yeah. You could like line it with like leaves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you could swap out the leaves. Because I'm pretty sure my skull won't hold soup. It'll drain.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There's a lot of like... through the eyes and shit like that. Yeah, I would imagine.
But you could fucking use it to hold the bait when you're out fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Just hook up a little strap to it.
I wonder if I could make a cage out of your hands, out of your hand bones. Like a little crawdad.
I don't know. I don't know if what connects the bones, that's going to go bye-bye. And then you're just going to end up with this pile of little bones. So unless you had like some wire or something that you could like...
Or maybe burn it. Like, put it on the fire for a while and, like, burn it so that it's kind of almost, like, fused together from the heat.
I don't think that works with...
Well, you've seen those remains of, like, dead bodies and stuff on the internet, you know what I mean? Where they get burned up and shit?
I haven't.
Oh. I have.
Have you?
And, like...
you look up that kind of shit?
No,
on
I
the
don't
internet.
Look up that shit, like, on the regular. It's not like I get home and I'm like, oh, I can't wait. Zip! I'm fucking... like,
I'm just saying. I never seen that shit. I don't go
looking
for that
shit. You've seen it in,
like,
TV shows and shit, you know?
Like, I've seen, like... you know, what nuclear destruction does to a body because I watched Terminator 2, but that's the closest I've ever seen, and it's not even real.
True.
I don't know what real fucking burnt, charred bodies look like. I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah.
Last thing on the fucking internet I want to look at.
The internet's a weird place.
Yeah, there's all kinds of shit on the internet that I've never seen, and that's why I don't get text pictures anymore. Because I don't want to be surprised. I don't want to get a text from one of my asshole friends and then I fucking open it up and it's like the most horrific thing I've ever seen. Now I can't unsee it. I actually had to block picture mail. You cannot send my phone a picture. I have it blocked because I had a couple of idiot friends that like showing shock value photos.
Yeah.
Right. You know? Sometimes pornographic.
Sometimes gore.
Corpse-like. Yeah. And it's like, you know what? Fuck you. So now I can't get fucking shit on my phone anymore. It's rather annoying.
I don't know. I've never had a friend send me any of that stuff, so I guess I've never worried about it.
Those people don't fucking do that anymore. I could probably reactivate that part of my service because it's been a couple of years, and I think they're over that shit. Fucking even the disturbing porn photos were... Yeah, you can't unsee that shit.
Yeah, disturbing porn is pretty disturbing.
Disturbing, man.
Right.
I don't even want to describe... The couple that I got to see before I fucking deleted that feature.
You just saw it and you're like, okay, I'm done. And you just immediately...
Yeah, and you tell them to stop so they double up on the shit. They fucking just start doing it double time because they know it gets to you now.
Yeah.
Thanks, assholes. I had to change my fucking plan. Now I can't get good photos sent to me when I fucking need them for work. Fucking, it all goes back to human beings and how you all fucking disgust me. God, such a pain in the fucking ass. Be better off going off being a goddamn hermit.
Yeah.
Go live with the deer and the fucking Sasquatch.
Would you do that?
Oh, I've come really fucking close.
Mm-hmm. Just bouncing.
Recently.
Just bouncing, running out into the woods and creating your cabin and...
Yeah. Pretty damn close.
When was this?
A couple of months ago.
Oh, really? We were still doing the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like, I might do it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still thinking about it?
I always think about it.
Yeah.
And I think about it every day.
Every time you see something that annoys you, you're just like, all right, I'm ready to go.
You make that sound like everything doesn't annoy me.
So you're always thinking about it.
Well, I'm just saying. It's always on the back of my mind.
Yeah.
I know, and you think that's funny.
No, I've thought about this many times. Thought about going out and being done with it, or going in like with a huge group of friends and just
I wasn't going alone. Right. I actually put the word out on Facebook and I ended up with like 5 people that were like, let's fucking do it.
Mm.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I wasn't going alone.
Just go up to like a remote
But it seemed
park.
Like if I wasn't doing it, nobody else was willing to do it. It was that kind of thing.
Mm.
Like I had the power to motivate 5 people to go do this with me because I'm fucking amazing like that.
Why didn't you go?
Somebody talked me out of it.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Hmm. Somebody was like, nah, you shouldn't go.
Yeah, somebody was pointing out fucking how hard it would be.
Like logistic problems.
They were like, you know what? Modern conveniences are kind of fucking nice, man. You know, and he got me all fucking hooked back into the bullshit.
Like showers and flush toilets and toilet paper and stuff.
Yeah, showers ain't no big a deal. I can go fucking bathe in a river.
Yeah.
That's fine. Toilets I don't give a shit about. I can go shit in the fucking, you know, dig a hole, take a shit, fucking fill a hole back in.
That's how you're supposed to do
it. It's not a big deal to me.
That's why squatting while shitting is much more effective.
Yeah, it was more like, you know, heat. In the winter.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not having to go like hunt in like farm. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like it's nice being able to just run to the store and fucking buy some food.
Right.
You can't do that out in the wilderness.
Yeah.
You gotta grow all your vegetables. You gotta figure out a way to preserve them through the winter.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And you gotta fucking hunt and fish.
I wonder if that's just a matter of research. Like, if you could go online and research all the things you would need to know and then just take off in, like, a year.
Oh, you could. You totally fucking could. But you know what I mean? You gotta bring a gun. Because let's face it, man. Bears. You know, fuck, dude. You know, wild animals will fuck your day up. They're a fucking reality. So, you know, it's savage out there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you could even do something like where you would grow crops and all that stuff during the summer and like hunt and even domesticate animals. Like buy a couple of pigs, a couple of chickens, mm-hmm. get eggs throughout the winter and everything. And then near the end of the harvest season, you could probably go sell all those crops and buy everything you would need for the winter. Like sell everything that you have, everything that's perishable, and go buy all non-perishables.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like cans and jars. And
where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
There's a way to fucking do it.
I'm just trying to help you achieve your dream to get away from everybody that you hate, which is everybody. I'm just trying to help you out.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're really not. That's all right.
What am
Let's
I doing?
Do a headline.
No, I'm curious. What am I doing then?
You're just doing the podcast. You're not really fucking trying to help me right now.
No, I am doing the podcast, but I also think this is an interesting subject. Like, if you really did want to do this, I think it's an interesting thing to do because it's something that a lot of people haven't really talked about in a long time, is really being done with this and really being done with society and really wanting to try something else. And I think that's really interesting and pretty fucking cool. And there are ways to do it.
Yeah, there's not a lot of places to do it, though. That's the problem. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the snow. I really wouldn't want to live in the north. And unfortunately, the only areas that I have available to me are in the north. There's really no... I mean, I guess you could fucking go down and do it in, like, Virginia and shit. You know, North Carolina. You could go down midway. You know, there's not a whole lot in Florida. There's no wilderness in Florida.
Not much.
It's all fucking populated or
Everglades.
Everglades, and I'm not into big lizards. I've had enough of them in my fucking life. So, yeah, I don't know. Nah, I mean that was the plan. I do want to get away, but I'd rather just fucking do this podcast, make a shitload of fucking money, and then just go be a hermit in my fucking house. You know what I mean? With only a few select people around me and no fucking internet. No. I think the internet's a big problem. Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because it shows me all that I hate constantly in my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do a fucking headline, dude.
Let's do exactly what you hate.
I'm gonna start choking you in a minute.
Why? What the fuck did I do? I didn't do anything. Okay, whatever. All right, so ABC 13 News. Man tries to throw drug-filled football into Michigan prison. This is in Jackson.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, Michigan authorities say a man tried to throw a football loaded with drugs and cell phones into the yard of a state prison. State Trooper Toby Baker says Sunday's throw in Jackson fell short, with the football landing between two fences, not in the yard where prisoners exercise, which is pretty funny.
So he didn't make it.
No, it was like the two fences that, the fence to the yard and then the fence to the outside world, made it in between the two.
Yeah, where the Dobermans are roaming free in between the two fences. It's like the modern equivalent of an old day moat.
Yeah, right.
The modern prison moat. And instead of fucking alligators, they got Dobermans trained to kill on sight.
And guards and guard towers and shit.
Yeah, they're trained to attack the color orange.
Pigskin. Oh, yeah, and orange jumpsuits. Sorry, I thought you were talking pigskin like football. An officer at the
Well, because that happens all the fucking time. They got to train the dogs to look out for fucking footballs full of drugs being thrown in.
Yeah.
Because it happens every day.
Definitely.
Fucking A.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm slow. Sometimes I'm slow, Devin.
Well, you've never been to prison.
I have not.
I only know their orange jumpsuits from the shit they show me on TV and in movies.
Right.
I've never been to fucking prison either. Yeah. I have seen them in the courtroom, though. Okay, so I actually have, you're in there for a parking ticket.
Yeah.
And then they got the guys that they usher out, and they got the handcuffs chained to the fucking ankle cuffs.
Yeah.
And they all shuffle out, and they get to sit there and wait till every other fucking case is done before they're tried. They get to sit there, watch other people get in trouble all day. Unless, of course, they got some highfalutin fucking lawyer, and then they go first. Right. Because the lawyer has other shit to do. He's got to go fucking play some golf.
Yeah, so everyone, tea time.
So everyone else can fucking wait. Has nothing to do with us. It has to do with, that lawyer. It's fucking tea time.
Hmm.
You know?
Making deals with the judge because he knows him.
And yeah, exactly.
Right.
He's like, I'll see you in a few hours.
And the judge is like, all right.
Yeah.
All right, Bill. That was the only name I could think of on short notice.
It's cool.
Thanks. Thanks for giving me a pass.
Although if it's a lawyer, it'd be William.
Right. William, and it would probably have a number at the end.
Yeah, they only call him Bill when they're out golfing.
Right,
in the fucking courtroom, it's William.
William.
The third,
right. Yeah. Let's see. The Detroit Free Press and the Jackson Citizen Patriot say the ball contained heroin, marijuana, tobacco, three cell phones, and chargers. Who was he throwing this for? Was it just like three buddies, or was he just like a philanthropist for prisoners? I don't know.
Maybe he just wanted to pay it forward.
Yeah.
You know, somebody threw him a football full of drugs when he was in prison, and he was just
paying it forward.
Yeah, he was just repaying the universe.
I wonder how many times this actually happens, but they just don't get caught.
Well, I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Shit, man. I mean, why throw something? They got those big fucking slingshots.
True. Yeah, you know? Put two stakes in the ground and fucking rip that thing back.
Potato gun.
Yeah.
Make yourself a goddamn potato gun.
Fill up a baseball with a dime bag.
Yeah, you could probably fit 1, 2, 3, 4, probably 5, 6 grams of cocaine into a potato. Launch that bitch. Just duct tape it so it doesn't fall apart on impact.
Yeah, it doesn't blast open.
Yeah. There you go. Hollow out a potato, fill it with drugs, duct tape that fucker shut, potato launch that shit. Yeah, and you could launch 5 or 6 of them really fast.
Right. Reloading them like cannons.
They're not going to catch them all.
Right.
Right. Like a mortar.
Yeah. A drug mortar for all the prisoners.
That's right. I'm just giving tons of ideas to the universe right now, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
Maybe someday, when I'm in prison,
yeah,
I'll get a fucking drug-loaded potato.
Yeah.
Fired at me.
It's going to have it's going to have masking tape around the outside of the duct tape that says Devin D on it.
Yeah.
It's going to be just for you because they remember that you said this.
That's right.
They were like, you gave us this idea. We need to give it back.
That's right. Pay it forward.
Yeah, so that's what you think this kid was doing?
So send me drugs when I'm in prison.
This kid's actually as old as me. 22-year-old Christian Moore was arraigned Tuesday in Jackson District Court on contraband charges and ordered to jail on a $50,000 bond. His probable cause hearing is at the end of June. And then it just goes on to say that they're not sure if he has a lawyer yet. But, I mean, that's a pretty creative idea for getting drugs into prison. It's better than sticking them in your ass.
I mean, no, it's really not.
No.
Sticking them in your ass works.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's how they've been doing it forever. Yeah. At least that's what the movies tell me. Who fucking knows? But I can't imagine any other way to smuggle shit in when they're giving you a goddamn strip search.
Yeah.
The football, I mean, did it have blinking lights? I mean, could it be any more fucking conspicuous?
Was it a Nerf ball? Did it make that whistling sound when you threw it?
Right. The Nerf turbo. It whistles.
To get that extra distance.
So fucking stupid. But it's for when you're playing football with blind people. That's what that football was invented for.
Yeah.
They can hear it coming. Mm. They catch it with their ears.
Yeah, they can pinpoint it, which is pretty incredible,
by
the way.
Like bats.
Yeah.
Like bat people.
You can hear it. Shing, 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 shing.
See, they should have made Batman blind.
Mm-hmm. Instead of Daredevil.
Instead of Daredevil.
Daredevil's a lame superhero.
Super lame.
I only saw the movie. I don't know anything about it, but that movie sucked.
You know, and fucking Ben. They got Ben Affleck to fucking play him. It's like, Ben, you know, I know you were just frothing at the mouth to play a superhero. You didn't have to take the first shitty one they fucking offered you.
Right.
You know? Well, should have held out. Should have held out, man. Should have held out for fucking Aquaman.
Now he's got Batman.
Now he is Batman. Eh, good for you, Ben.
In the new Batman movie. The new Batman Superman movie is going to be fucking Batman.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Looking forward to seeing that, Ben.
Hopefully it's not like Daredevil.
Hopefully it's got some good dialogue.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see Batman just be a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Just a fucking...
For once.
Yeah, like he's really pissed off. Mm. You know, he's tired of getting fucking shanked.
Yeah, I agree.
Tired of patching up the old bat suit.
I was actually, like, I loved The Dark Knight when it first came out, but going back and watching all of those movies again, I don't really like those movies.
Mm-mm.
They weren't very good.
No. Batman's not a good character.
Right.
I'm sorry. You know, any hardcore Batman fans out there, it's a shitty character. It's like the rich ruling elite who never got over his childhood trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Little daddy's boy. I think we talked about this, how Batman just sucks.
Did we?
Yeah, I think we did, but we can talk about it again. Yeah, he's like this fucking richy rich, spoiled brat, punk-ass little piece of shit who fucking couldn't handle his parents getting mugged and killed. Can't get over it. And now he's fucking... Then he ran away. He ran away from his richy rich life. And he went and he wanted to experience life as a bum. And then he went through all this shit. And now he's back dressing up like a goddamn bat.
Right.
The guy is a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
All right?
Absolutely.
He's not a fucking hero. He's not somebody to let your kids dress up as on fucking Halloween. This guy's a weirdo. And he's part of the fucking 1% ruling elite. Which means that his very DNA... is fucked. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, he's part of this, like, ruling elite bloodline of richy rich motherfuckers that make your and my life a living hell on a daily basis. They just keep taking more and more and more. And this is your hero? Oh, Batman. So gay.
I've never actually heard this before, but it's a good point.
It's just fucking just a really weird fucking superhero to me.
Because the only, like... And Batman doesn't really have any good... nemesis either. Like, the only one I really like is the Joker.
Yeah, and the Joker played by Heath Ledger.
Right. And that was the only reason why I liked that movie.
Right.
All the Batman scenes I could have done without. It could have just been the Joker doing shit. Eating breakfast, I don't care.
Yeah.
I just loved that. Every scene he was in was the only scenes that I liked in the movie. Everything else was just like, okay, drive the plot until we can get to the next Joker scene. Because that guy is actually good. He's actually a well-written character that's interesting and, you know, all that stuff. But even he, like, I've read a lot of stuff online about how that movie was just not very well put together. Like the Joker, all of his plans, even though he's supposed to be this chaotic guy, all of his plans would have to be so ridiculously planned out that they wouldn't be that it's like not even interesting. And there's so many contingencies and variables that would fuck it up that it almost kind of takes you out of the story. Where it's like, okay, this is clearly writers trying to make it work and hoping that fans don't notice.
Well, I think a lot of movies are like that.
Yeah.
I think 90% of the movies are like that.
And I hate that shit.
But here's the thing about that. You don't really catch that shit until like the third or fourth time you watch the movie. The first time you watch the movie, you really don't catch how many holes are in the plot. And then the second time you catch a couple, and then the third time you catch a couple of more, and by the fourth time you watch a shitty movie, which is 90% of the fucking ones that are made, you catch all those holes and you start seeing that, whoa, wait a minute, that wasn't even the same car. 2 seconds ago they turned a corner, it was this car, it had a big smash in the windshield, and then they switched to this other car from a different angle and no smashed windshield, and then they switched back to the smashed windshield, and it ruins it for you.
Right.
You know, and it's like amazing that the people making it can't catch this shit. Or maybe they just don't care. Maybe they just think we're that stupid.
Yeah.
I think that's the case. I think they're like, ah, they'll never catch it. Well, we will if we liked the movie enough to watch it more than once.
Yeah.
And then we're going to then.
Yeah. And that is most movies, too. I mean, that's not just like one or two. That's like most fucking movies do that.
I know. But who cares? They're fucking movies, right? Yeah. They're worthless. They're meaningless. They're only here to fucking put ideas in your fucking head.
Yeah.
It's all they're here for. I mean, it all started with Hitler. Hitler used to fucking funnel his people into these big stadiums and show them a movie. And it would brainwash them.
Propaganda films.
Yeah, it's why Hollywood's called Hollywood. It's because Hollywood is an old wood that the druids used to use in their fucking brainwashing spells.
Hmm.
They used to make their fucking staff, their magician staff, out of Hollywood. And it was designed magically to fucking confuse and distort reality of others.
Interesting.
Which is exactly why they call Hollywood Hollywood.
Interesting. I've
written
never heard
in
that.
Big letters.
Right across the mountain.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But back to the Batman thing. Like, is there any good villain in the Batman universe at all?
Any, like, as in cool?
Yeah. Like, Mr. Freeze is lame. Penguin's lame.
Yeah, they're all really fucking lame.
Ivy's lame. Riddler's lame.
Yeah.
Bane's lame. Even though they tried to make Bane cool. Or what? Bane? Bane in the last movie. I thought that Dark Knight Rises was so dumb. It was so, like, overproduced and, like, it was so bloated. It was just this big, bloated movie of just, like, Christopher Nolan, like, going, I am a god of comic book movies. I cannot be dissuaded from this. And I just hated that whole movie. It was like 18 hours of fucking Batman feeling sorry for himself and 20 minutes of him running around in a city.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
Oh, God.
He was like, you know, trapped in his house. Fucking, although I totally fucking get it. I mean, there's a part of me that wants to do the same thing. I just got done talking about how I want to make a bunch of money so I can go be a hermit in my fucking house. And not have to deal with you fucks anymore. But, you know, this is a part of me that respects that. But that's not what I want to see when I'm going to see a goddamn superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
That may be the life I want to live, but that's not what I want to go watch when I want to see a superhero whooping some ass, you know?
Yeah.
Playing with his toys. Batman's all about his toys. And they're just like his toys suck now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And the same thing with the freaking Bond movies. God, we talk about movies a lot.
No, just the last couple of episodes.
They took away Bond's all of his fucking cool
his laser watches,
all his cool shit.
Kind of traded it out for Daniel Craig looking brooding
and physically whooping some ass.
Yeah,
that's one. They added somebody who could actually make a fight choreographed scene look believable. Because God knows no other James Bond was...
Pierce Brosnan.
...could do any of that.
Pierce Brosnan was ridiculous.
Oh, God. Pierce Brosnan can't throw a goddamn baseball, let alone a punch.
Right. Pierce Brosnan was a horrible Bond.
But oh, now they got Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig looks like he could rip your face off at least.
Yeah.
And but they took away all his toys. And it's like, come on, guys. What the fuck?
Yeah. I think that's just kind of like a changing atmosphere, though. Like, I would imagine that when those novels were being written and when the movies were first coming out, that everybody was like, yeah, we want to see those gadgets. Because that was cool back then. But I don't know if it's as cool now, at least to, like, younger crowds. Because, I don't know, I played GoldenEye on the N64 when I was a kid. That was my first exposure to Bond. And, like, his gadgets were awesome. But then it didn't really affect me when they went away. Hmm. As the movies went on. Because I watched most of the Bond movies.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't
Maybe it's
either.
Just me.
But no, I don't think you're alone in that.
I like the gadgets, man.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking Transformers. They're just big gadgets.
Right.
Big, giant gadgets running around. You know?
So gadget movie.
Gadgets are still fucking in. Toys are still in. They
gadget
just took
movie
them away.
Seven. Yeah. What were the other movies I was thinking of? Because, like, I don't really like any of Spider-Man's villains either. And I don't really like Spider-Man. Do you like Spider-Man?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he's not the worst. I'm so glad they did away with fucking Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
Oh, he's such a...
He was a weird choice for that role.
Terrible, terrible choice for that. Yeah, I mean, the new guy they got, what's his name, Garfield?
Yeah, something like that. Andrew Garfield, maybe.
He's better. And I like how they got him talking shit again. Because that was the one thing I always liked about Spider-Man, was he was humiliating you as he was beating your ass. Mm-hmm. Talking mad shit, making you look like the fucking uncoordinated clown you were compared to him.
Mm-hmm.
They're not taking it to the level that the comic books did.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, at least they're trying.
Do you like those new ones more?
Yeah, mainly because of fucking Emma Stone.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because I can't stand
Kirsten Dunst.
Fucking Kirsten Dunst. God, how that fucking chick ever made it in fucking the movies. I mean, she's got a face for radio. All right, we're going to leave it at that. She should not be the leading lady in any fucking movie. Maybe the ugly sidekick of fucking Megan Fox. You know, cast Megan Fox as the fucking main star, and then Kirsten Dunst can be your, like, ugly little sister or something. And the
Which
bitch,
is funny,
and the bitch can't act either. Well, whatever.
Older sister, like, doesn't matter.
Doesn't fucking matter.
Just another girl. Yeah.
So she sucked. So, yeah, I mean, they're doing better with him.
Fuck, I got a Charlie horse just barely. What was I going to say? I don't know. I haven't seen those new Spider-Man movies yet. I guess I'd have to see them. I've heard that they're kind of, like, campy. Almost, like, cartoony. I don't know.
Like the scenes when it's actually Spider-Man?
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing the best they can with the special effects.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're trying to make it look as real as they can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, those scenes don't really matter. I mean, they are what they are. Those are the action sequences.
Right.
You know, they're cool. I mean, it can't look any campier than the first Hulk movie they did.
Oh, my God,
I mean,
yeah.
He looked like he was made out of fucking Play-Doh.
With Eric Bana? Is that the one you're talking about? Or are you talking about Lou Ferrigno?
No.
Where
no,
they just painted
no.
him.
I'm talking about modern day remakes when they have special effects
and they
suck.
Eric Bana, that was a really strange Hulk movie.
Yeah, the Hulk looked like he was made out of freaking sponge cake or Play-Doh or something. I don't know. He didn't look fucking real at all.
And then there was Edward Norton who tried Hulk, and that didn't really work either.
Yeah, Ed Norton. Love him. Love him as an actor, but no, bad casting choice.
Yeah, he's not a Hulk guy. He was a Hulk in American History X, but he's not a Hulk. He's not a The Incredible Hulk. And Mark Ruffalo, I thought, was a pretty good choice for the new Avengers and all that.
Honestly, he's probably the best Bruce Banner I've found yet, I've seen yet.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
He works, because he's kind of got that, you know, fuck you attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he knows he's the goddamn Hulk. None of the other characters acted like they were the fucking Hulk.
Yeah, they just acted like a guy with an anger problem.
No, they acted like a guy on the run. That's all they fucking were. They were just some guy on the run.
Mm-hmm.
Not a guy that could turn into the Hulk on the run.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was almost like, you know, the actors that they had, they forgot that they were the fucking Hulk. Like, they were trying to be Bruce Banner. You wouldn't act like that.
Right.
If you really knew you could turn into the fucking Hulk, you would not act like fucking those guys acted.
Yeah. Mark Ruffalo, I thought, pulled it off really well.
Yeah. Because in the back of his mind, he knew he could turn into a giant green rage monster and just level the whole fucking city. And he knew that about himself.
Yeah.
And it came through in his attitude, in his eyes. when he was talking to people, he was like, yeah, you have no fucking idea who you're dealing with, was the look in his eyes the whole time.
How cool is that scene when he turns into the Hulk to fight with him? And he's like, do you want to know my secret?
I'm always angry.
That was so sick, dude. That was such a great scene in that movie.
Hell yeah.
I'm not a big superhero movie guy. Like, I go watch them, but I'm never like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with this movie. But I fucking loved The Avengers. I thought that movie was so much fun.
It was. It was a blast. And I can't wait for the next one. Mm-hmm. The next one's going to be great. Well, who knows, but it should be great.
It should be. If they maintain the same cast and they maintain Joss Whedon to write it, it'll do fine, I believe.
Well, they're going to fuck up Ultron. They already did.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. I mean, the Ultron that they brought back is not going to be the Ultron from the comic books. It's just not. Because there's no human element there. Ultron was a robot.
Mm-hmm.
No human in him at all. He was completely a synthetic organism made out of adamantium.
Mm-hmm.
He had a robot voice. That doesn't work. So they're going to make him a human. They're going to make him a person with probably Ultron-like powers and maybe an adamantium suit, but there's going to be a person in there.
Yeah.
And there never was in the comic books. At least not that I know. Anytime I ever saw him, pretty sure he was a fucking robot.
Question, though. Is comic book question, I guess. Is adamantium what Wolverine has?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, yeah. So they were made out of the same metal.
Right, and that's what made Ultron such a motherfucker.
Right.
You couldn't hurt him.
Hmm.
And the only Ultron actually died. Galactus killed Ultron. That was the only way he could be killed, was fucking Galactus just sucked the energy right out of him and he just fell to the ground like a big pile of dead metal.
Hmm.
And that was in a 4-part miniseries comic that they did where Marvel took all the bad guys in their universe, all the good guys in their universe, and took them off of Earth and put them on this asteroid and gave them each a base. There was this like great all-powerful being that had been watching what was going on Earth. So just sucked up all the bad guys, gave them a base on one side of the asteroid, sucked up all the good guys, put them on another base. And for 4 miniseries comic episodes, you know, over the period of 4 months, they fought it all out. That's where Spider-Man got his Venom suit. It was during that.
Interesting.
Because he got his shit shredded by Wolverine. Wolverine slashed up his fucking suit. So the all-powerful being that had placed them on the asteroid gave him that black suit. They don't fucking portray any of that shit in the movies.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean?
No, not at all. They're kind of creating their own canon.
It's really annoying. No, it's annoying. You don't fucking... It's like Noah.
Mm.
They just did that stupid Noah movie. Dude, you don't rewrite a goddamn story. If you're going to bring it to the big screen, bring it to the big screen, but don't fucking rewrite something that's already been written.
Yeah.
It's just insulting to people that liked the original.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't remake it. Don't reboot it. Make it according to how it was originally written, but just bring it to life.
That might be why the Dark Knight series wasn't very good either. Because I've never read a comic book. Except for, I think I read The Watchmen when I was younger. Yeah.
Hmm.
I read The Watchmen. But the Dark Knight is a comic book series as well. And from what I understand, the trilogy didn't follow that comic book series at all. Or very well, at least. Like, I think it probably had some reoccurring characters and stuff, but that was about it. And so that would fall into that same category of not following the original story written by the, the DC comic guys or the Marvel guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they just keep hiring people that don't read comic books to make comic book movies.
Yeah.
Which is a mistake.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
What do you think about the new Star Wars?
I have no idea what to think of it.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen it.
Right. It's supposed to come out, I think, next year.
And haven't seen anything from it. All I know is Disney owns it. It's probably going to suck.
Well, Disney owns Marvel.
Well, that's probably why the movies suck. Compared to how they could be if they would just stick to the goddamn comic books that they now fucking own the rights to.
Right.
But, you know, Disney's all about their own fucking agenda. They don't really give a fuck about you or me.
Yeah, that's
what
true.
We want. It's all about pushing their shit.
Yeah.
Brainwashing your fucking kids one way or another. Probably all subliminal.
Don't to buy toys.
It's probably the frames within the frames of their movies that are making your kids fucking paint their face fucking like goth, and you know, that's why your kids are cutting themselves. It's too much goddamn Disney when they were fucking young.
Yeah, Disney. I mean, Disney really only cares about creating something that they can then make money off of, the toy series and the clothing line and the video games and the DVDs. Like, that's Disney's goal with everything.
Oh, yeah.
Is create a Hannah Montana, turn her into toys, turn her into CDs and video games and movies, and make as much, suck as much money out of the idea, and then leave whatever withering idea or original idea was left over, just plop it into the trash can.
Yeah, you want to know what Disney's all about? Look at the young Disney stars. Hannah Montana,
Britney Spears,
fucking
Selena Gomez.
And then look what they turn into. They turn into the whores of the goddamn planet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's Disney in a nutshell. You want to know the influence Disney has on your children? Look at their child stars and how they grow up, and then what happens to them. You know, so by all means, keep letting your kids watch the Disney Channel. Yeah. You know, let them get hooked on Hannah Montana's innocence, so that later on, when she hits puberty and she turns into a goddamn slut and she's twerking half naked during the fucking awards show, your kids will still be led by her, because you inundated them at a young age with the Hannah Montana version of Miley Cyrus, so that when she makes the shift into super whore, your fucking daughter will just follow right along after her into super whore status. And that's exactly what the fuck they're doing to your kids. So by all means, keep buying Disney shit. Keep those fuckers in business.
I was actually in support of that, though, I gotta say. Like, I was really happy when Miley Cyrus did that. I'm not gonna lie.
Why?
Because I thought it was really cool for female sexuality. Like, I thought that was a really interesting move that she made. Showed a lot of women that were growing up alongside her, young women, obviously. But watching, you know, a bunch of girls that were about the same age as Hannah Montana turn into the Miley Cyrus of today, and how she grew into a woman, and she was making her own choices, and she doesn't give a fuck what other people
think.
You think
she's making her own choices?
Well, I mean, that's the image she's portraying. Now, I'm not...
image they're paying her to portray.
Right. And that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing. Mm. I really do.
Have a daughter, and then talk to me.
No, I think it's a good thing I think it's a legitimately good thing that women have the right to choose where they want their sexuality to lie.
Well, of course they do. But having the right to do it, having the freedom to do it, and acting like a total fucking whore is a different story. I mean,
the only reason why
we can't even have this conversation, man, because you're not going to see it like I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to see it how you're seeing it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm all for women having sexual freedom, but if you walk down the street looking like a slut, guys are going to treat you like a fucking slut. You can be beautiful, and you can have some goddamn self-respect. You know what I'm saying? Miley Cyrus is attracting the worst kind of guy. A guy that doesn't want to fucking marry your daughter, doesn't want to fucking be there when he knocks her up. All he wants is to get his dick wet. That's all Miley Cyrus is. She's a little blow-up doll walking down the street with making guys think one thing and one thing only. Nobody wants to fucking hold Miley Cyrus tight and whisper fucking sweet nothings into her ear. They want to treat her like the dirty whore she fucking portrays herself to be. And that's just fucking mankind, man. That's just how it is. So I disagree with it wholeheartedly. I think you can have some fucking self-respect and still be sexy. You don't have to be a goddamn tramp.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with you in some senses of what you were saying. But I'm also thinking in terms of what these people mean to the global scale of the population. Because I really doubt that when a girl around the same age as Miley Cyrus sees her, she's not going to go do exactly what Miley Cyrus is doing.
I do.
Miley Cyrus is the extreme version. It's like Lady Gaga. Nobody's going out dressed up in meat, right? But Lady Gaga is this huge influence on all these people that are in their, you know, mid-20s, early 30s, even in the 40s and in their teens. She's this huge influence, just like Miley Cyrus, but nobody emulates exactly what they do. They kind of just take tenets that they appreciate. There's no girl that's going to go in a skin-tight latex outfit to high school and twerk on every guy. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, but it's chipping away at the ice. That's all they do. They go They hit the block as hard as they fucking can and hope that a little tiny flake falls off. And that's all they're doing. They're chipping away. They're pushing the boundaries. And, yeah, a chick may not do exactly what the star is doing, but it's out there in the front hacking and slashing through the freaking weeds, cutting the trail for your daughter to act like that. And it's exactly what's fucking happening.
Yeah. And I see what you're saying, but I don't think that it's as extreme as you're making it out to be.
I do.
Because, like, there are no girls that are doing that. There's nothing.
They're twerking all over the goddamn fucking internet in their fucking underwear.
But they're not, okay, first of all.
Are they not?
They're not really doing it on guys.
Doesn't matter.
And they're not really doing it in the way that is so bad like you're portraying, like you're saying Miley Cyrus is doing it. It's not as extreme. They're doing it, but it's not as extreme. And twerking is a fad. Twerking's going to go away in a couple of years. It's just a dance. It's like Dougie or whatever the fuck kids do. I don't know. I don't dance. But it's just like twerking is just a fad dance that'll go away eventually.
Yeah, it's just like herpes. It's a fucking fad, you know?
No, because dancing is not a disease.
A couple of seasons of fucking acting like Miley Cyrus, and next thing you know, your daughter's fucking knocked up with fucking herpes. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
I mean, I see your point, but I think there's just a little bit more nuanced version of it where it's not going to be every single girl that sees Miley Cyrus. And it doesn't necessarily, like, Miley Cyrus twerk during concerts does not inherently affect the rise of herpes and pregnancies in the United States. Teenage pregnancies have actually gone down quite a bit.
Well, it's because the parents finally fucking realized what the hell their kids are doing and they got them on the fucking pill.
Yeah. Well, and kids are also just getting educated better, I think. I was educated really well for sex education.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, really, really well. I knew pretty much every single disease by the time I was, like, 14. And it warded me off from doing that kind of thing.
Mm.
For real. Mm. For real. That's why I don't want to go pick up a chick at a bar kind of thing. You know what I mean? We've talked about this before on the last couple of podcasts. I really believe that my sex education has kept my sexual partners down.
Really?
Yeah. Because, man, it was brutal. There was, like, slideshow after slideshow and movie after movie of, like, you know, they were really honest with us, and they were just saying, like, this kind of stuff can happen. Here are the statistics. Here's what's likely. Here's what's not very likely. They were really honest, and I was like, all right, that's definitely a good idea not to fucking mess around with that stuff.
Hmm.
It all plays in, like, it, you know, Miley Cyrus or anything, like Justin Bieber, even though I hate Justin Bieber, all of these celebrities, really, they're just placeholders that are representing whatever the population kind of is manifesting, because they wouldn't be famous, right? We're manifesting these celebrities to be what they are because that's what is drawing the eyes. It's not the celebrities influencing the people, it's the people influencing the celebrities. If nobody cared about Brad Pitt, there would be no Brad Pitt. And so a human is an amalgamation of all the experiences and life lessons that they're taught by every source that they receive. So going hunting with their grandpa one day and he's telling them about, you know, whatever, and then seeing Miley Cyrus twerk on the thing. Those are combating ideas. They're combating ideas that are not going to inherently ruin a person. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, but I don't agree with it. I think people don't know what the fuck they want until they're shown it. I don't think anybody would have invented Miley Cyrus. I think she came on the scene. She fucking shocked the fuck out of every parent from here to goddamn Indonesia. And I mean, kids are fucking stupid. I mean, look at the fucking shows I used to love as a kid. They were awful. Kids are going to eat up anything you fucking throw at them, and it's all bling, 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 and special effects, and lighting, and fame, and, oh, I want to be that person, because look at all these stupid other people that fucking worship them, and I'm telling you, man, it's this image that they put in front of your fucking kid, and they just brainwash your kid into thinking that this is cool, and that's cool, and none of it's fucking cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like when I was growing up, I wanted to be a basketball player. That was all I cared about, was being a badass basketball player that could dunk the ball and wore the shorts and drove the cars and everything. And then I grew up. And then I figured something else out. I mean, what did you want to be when you were growing up? You know what I mean? Like, kids are they're influenceable for a reason, but then as information is stored into their huge memory bank called the brain, it eventually just washes out. Most people are normal. Most people you meet on the street are normal. You're not running around Salt Lake City seeing people blowing each other and fucking running up and down the street trying to, like, begging people for herpes and stuff like that because of the celebrities they see. You just grow up. And you realize, like, I want to live a relatively stable life. Most people do that, I think. As much as I rage on this show and as much as I joke around and hope that people die and blah, 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 I really do believe most people are pretty good. Not criminals. Not people that have lost it and are trying to kill everybody. But I think a lot of people, most people are pretty good. Most people don't want to fuck with other people.
I don't know.
I mean, crime rate has gone down. Murder rate, down. All that stuff is down from back in the day. And we have a higher population, so that's even weirder. A higher population with lower crime rate is a very strange thing. You would expect the exact opposite.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the world is waking up.
Yeah.
You know, the entire solar system is in a different area of the galaxy. We're in a whole different energy band. You know, it's that time in the big wheel of ascension for the world to wake up. It's way behind schedule. There are powers that be that are doing everything they can to stop this from happening. Miley Cyrus is a fucking component of that very system trying to keep you from fucking realizing what's important in life and ascending. The whole planet's being fucked over by the media right now. To try and stop you from reaching a higher level. I'm living fucking proof of that. I want to go live in the goddamn woods so I can get away from their shit, so I can fucking get my goddamn head right. You know, but all I see all fucking day is you know, the goddamn fucking internet and the stupid fucking headlines. Who even knows if the goddamn headlines I'm getting all pissed off about are even fucking true?
Yeah.
Half of them aren't. It's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, and these Miley Cyrus fucking types, they're just bad news. They're just fucking bad news. Anything big comes out of fucking Hollywood, anything that's got a big name fucking record label, guarantee you, they are not your friend. And the people that are pulling their strings, they want you to stay stupid sheep.
I agree with you in some senses. I really do. But there is some stuff that I see where it's like, man, there are good things in this world. There are. Like, I think I've used this example before, but Katy Perry's song Roar. Have you ever heard that song?
No.
The song is all about speaking up for yourself and being an individual and not being afraid to be talked down or not being afraid to speak up and tell people that you don't agree with them or that you don't subscribe to their bullshit or you don't need to be trampled on by other people. And it's geared a little bit more towards women, I think, because obviously, I mean, it's Katy Perry. But the message is pretty strong. And that fucking video has like 400 million views. So that means that 400 million people heard probably multiple times through a song that they sing to themselves that they can stand up for themselves, that they have the eye of the tiger and everybody's going to hear them roar, which to me, I can't find a negative in that. You know what I mean? Like, it's packaged in this weird Hollywood bullshit that I don't like. I don't like the song very much, but I can appreciate what it does for people, though. I can appreciate how it influences people, and I think that a lot of those singers do that. Even I hate Justin Bieber's music with everything in my heart, but the Justin Bieber music, when it's on with its lyrics, it's trying to help kids grow up in a weird way. Same with Miley Cyrus. Even though Miley Cyrus is talking about, like, none of her lyrics are like smoke weed, fucking take dick in the ass, you know, like she's never singing anything like that, ever. She's saying, like, you know, like Wrecking Ball. Wrecking Ball's a song about getting hit with some heavy shit and overcoming it. It's all about what people are going to internalize from a song. And whether or not they know they're internalizing it, I think is beside the point. I think a lot of people are really, really influenced by that Roar song. For the better. it's all just the way that people are going to internalize it. And I can't say that everything is bad. I would say a lot of it is bad. I would say that probably most rap music is shit. I think most rap music is vapid and evil for the most part, because it's just, it's all making money for the sake of making money for materialism, that kind of thing. Those messages, I think, are horrible. But sticking up for yourself, that kind of thing, I think is probably a really good thing for the media to portray.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know why she's got to dress like a goddamn whore to fucking do it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, right. She's saying she's, her lyrics are like, you know, maybe they have some truth in it. But then her image, you know, nobody wants their daughter acting like her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. And when you turn 18, you want to go be a fucking whore? Go for it.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
I can see what you're saying,
don't, you know, and I don't have kids. But I have friends that have kids, and I kind of look at their kids like they're my kids. And I see, you know, these young pop stars just acting like trash. Mm-hmm. Like white fucking trash.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. You know, and I don't care what the fuck your song's singing about. You still look like a goddamn whore. So, you know, she was riding that big fucking hot dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see what you're
Symbolism.
Saying. But it's a contradictory image, right?
I'm just saying, dude.
No, I see what you're saying.
There's something really twisted, you know, and I don't know shit about fucking Katy Perry's Roar video, but I know there's more Illuminati fucking symbolism in that goddamn video than I've ever seen in all the Jay-Z videos fucking combined. And Rihanna holding up her little fucking diamond, little pyramid Illuminati fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I know they're flashing who they are to our face.
Mm.
I know the people that they're working for are fucking evil. So I don't care how nice it comes off as. The symbol is in your face. These are the same money that's on our god, you know, the same symbol that's on our money.
Mm.
The Illuminati fucking pyramid. Mm. And what the fuck is an Egyptian building doing on American money in the first place? Why is there a fucking pyramid on your money? Because it's the Illuminati symbol. And when I see that symbol in music videos, I don't want to try to understand it anymore. I just know where it's coming from. I know the energy that's behind it. I know what these people are all about.
Mm.
They're not your friend. Stay away from it. Don't try to figure out the fucking lyrics, because there's probably all kinds of back-masked, like, hidden subliminal shit in that fucking song that you can't even consciously pick out, but your subconscious is getting all of it. And then you wonder why your fucking kids are running around acting like little fucking animals. Not listening, fucking, can't fucking sit still, have ADHD, fucking running around all fucking crazy. Now you gotta dope them up. Who knows what's causing it? I just know my kid doesn't act right anymore. He doesn't act like a human being. Acts like a little fucking psychopath. Maybe it's the goddamn music you're buying for him.
I would say it would probably be more likely the diet than anything. Our food is
maybe
shit.
It's the cell phone signal. I didn't have a cell phone when I was a kid. These kids all have goddamn smartphones pumping all kinds of God knows what into their fucking head. What kind of energy waves and vibrations and shit. I mean, you can pop popcorn with 3 cell phones. I mean, God. Whatever. Fuck it. All go just follow the sheep. Just fucking follow the sheep in front of you and just God fucking bless you. God fucking bless all of you motherfuckers. You're going to go right down the fucking rabbit hole, never to be seen again. Enjoy. Enjoy your fucking life. Enjoy what the world's going to look like in 20 years. What the fuck ever. Next headline.
We're at an hour, actually.
All right, let's end it. See ya.
All right.